I, Sea Voyager, welcome to Eternum, an ancient land of fantastical legends. The Lore Seekers, four of the finest storytellers of the New World, await your arrival. They'll spin ye a tale of mystery and adventure. So grab an ale and rest ye self from your journey across the cursed seas.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome. This is episode 16, and this is the Lore Seekers podcast for New World. On this week's episode, we are talking about bots making their return, life at level 60, Shatter Mountain, update 1.1.1, all kinds of good things. But before we get started, we are your hosts. I am Jibs, and I'm joined by, we got two bearded wonders. The bigger bearded wonder. From where are you from again? Southern, not Indiana, U.S.
Oh. You have botched. US. You have botched this up so bad.
Czechoslovakia. So I don't know. Anyway, Solis.
I'm from Texas, man. Not even the right part of the country.
It was when I started to finish that sentence that I realized you are from that area because I remember BioWare is there.
I'm 60. Yes.
60!
I applied myself.
60! That's awesome.
Last one to do it, so whatever.
It's yeah, fine. Yeah, congrats. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because guess who else got 60? 60!
60!
That's right.
Less excited about you. Less excited.
That's fair. I fully accept that. Also, my good friend, Chirp! You're muted!
No, he missed it.
Well, I had to mute because I was just perplexed by you forgetting that he was from Texas.
I just...
And I didn't want to say something.
Words, man.
So I pushed the mute button. I was like, let me push my mute button so I don't say something sarcastic because it's not... What it do, baby? What it do? I've been 60, so...
60!
I was looking at your face, bud, and you looked... So, we're talking about, like, recently hitting 60, and you look so bored because you've been 60 for, like, a month.
You're like, you have that look like, oh, that's cool. I remember when I first started playing games, too.
I remember when I first started playing games.
Oh, it's been fun. I was there for your guys' hits on the 60s, so yeah. That was kind of neat. You know, cool. I was in game and everything, and... you know, Sullis pulled the whole, I'm dropping out of chat. I'm going to go pick up my kids real quick and hit 60 like 2 minutes later. We're like, he didn't want to be in chat with us when he hit it because you were squealing. And we know that.
We know. Who's picking up his kids?
What kids?
Did they just abandon my kids? That's it.
We're Shattered Mountain. What kids?
It really was funny. Like I was headed out the door. I'm like, oh, I've got like 5 more minutes. I can do it. I just need like one more quest. So I'm like, screw the kids. I'll get them later.
You call daycare and say, hey, I sent an Uber.
Yeah, that's right.
Stick the
that's
kids right. in the trunk. It's cheaper.
Y'all be fine. Just watch them a little longer. That's right.
Oh, and finally, Cash is here.
Oh, you sound like that's like a depressed? Life disappointment for
it
you.
Really
like you're
is.
Depressed.
It really
Hi.
Is.
I'm Cash. I'm a fourth wheel.
You're the flat tire.
I'm the flat tire.
Flat tire
this car.
In the trunk. Oh, man.
Yeah, well.
Move over for the kids, flat tire.
Flat tire in the truck.
You know, I remember a time.
The little donut wheel that you were only supposed to put 15 miles on.
You're not supposed to drive over 30.
All rusted out.
Causes more damage to the car.
You know what's funny is that as we're telling this story here, I reminisce on a time where Jibs actually had some respect for me. I mean, I think it was a fun
back
time.
Back in the day.
Back before he has his bearded posse to gang up on the bald guy.
What's great about having two more people that are also type A's is that they punch you in the nuts repeatedly, and I get to kind of pile on. So there's that.
You just get to laugh.
I know. We just stand in line. Stand in line for the next person. And just kick him.
Yeah.
Kick him while he's down.
While he's down.
It's because you're the healer, man. You let us die too much, and we're just taking out on you.
Oh, God. Oh, boy, do I have a lot to talk about that tonight.
What?
Oh, boy.
Well, like what?
Oh, I'll get to it.
Oh, okay. All right. You're holding on to it. Okay.
I'll get to it.
All right.
Well. Really, I'm really upset. Raging.
Well, gentlemen, it's been a week. We've all been stupidly busy preparing for Extra Life. For those listening on Monday, our Extra Life stream would have been 2 days prior, so that would have been Saturday. But for those here at the live show, we've got our Extra Life stream coming up, so we've been prepping for that. Of course, just grinding in game and doing the new things, and I feel like we've all been a little bit in different areas. I know I hit 60, and I'll tell you, the life at 60 is awesome. I love it. I love Shatter Mountain. All about it, man. It's just, life's good at 60.
I got cocky. I got 60 and I'm like, I'm a god. So I went off and I ran to do my legendary quest by myself. And that did not end well. I'm like, I feel like I'm back at being level 20. What is this?
Your weapon quest?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll put you back in the sandbox real quick.
I got humbled. So I went back to First Light and started over.
Yeah. So I washed up on the beach.
Try to learn how to play the game.
Oh, I like it, though. Because, like, you know, like the moment you hit 60, everything opens up. I feel like, because I've been grinding hard from 47 to 60. Just quest after quest after quest. Anytime I was logged in, trying to push. And I'll tell you, I feel like I can finally enjoy the game again. Like, all that it has to offer, even though we're on a server that's literally held together by strings with as far as our population is concerned right now. And but it's, or in other words, it's really non-existent population. Lore Seekers make up most of it.
You know what's good about it, though, is that we still have the community efforts that we have, right? We still put 20, 25, 30 people together, and we're still doing content.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Even though there's not a lot of people on the server, we're still having a blast. And absolutely, it's because this game is the first game to bring communities back, I feel like. It just, for me, it just feels like that's a thing. I mean, ESO had a community, right? You went and did things in ESO. So you guys are accustomed to that. I'm not. I'm from WoW. You meet new people every time you queue up, you know? But so right. I like the fact that they went with more of the community feel and less of the theme park. I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
This is it's a very strange time. Like, I'm just, this is like a lot, like, what a long, strange trip it's been. Yeah, it's Grateful Dead. I know I'm old, but here's the deal. I just had this realization this week that our server is absolutely struggling, like, with people every night. It's actually kind of, it's hilarious in a lot of ways. It's a very strange time, but it's also, in a way, kind of awesome, because, and actually Champ brought this up the other night, this is the time to get your professions up. You pick what you want to do, and you get to your grind, because you're going to have less of an issue right now getting the materials that you need to get through those grinds. So I totally agreed with that, and I was like, absolutely correct. But it is a very weird time. I know there's definitely some issues going on with the game. Definitely some people cycling out. Either they're, I'm done, I'm not playing it anymore, or I'm going to wait until some of these things are hammered out. And we are those folks who are like, yep, you know, there's some problems. Big effing deal. Still love the game.
That's right.
We'll be right here.
Yep.
And it's that strange time until those server merges happen, which I really hope happens soon. Sounds like they're laying the groundwork for it, which is a good positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
Once those bugs are hammered out and once these server merges happen, it's going to be like life is going to be breathed back into Eternum for all of us. So it's just that strange time in between. Like, you know, enjoy it, because it ain't going to be that way forever.
Yeah, I feel like it's like go ahead, buddy.
Go ahead, boss. No, you're good.
I was going to say, I feel like it's the honeymoon phase. It's over, right? The hype was there. Everybody was super excited to get into it. And then when they started seeing some of the same problems that other MMOs have had that have 16 years on this game, they kind of let that impact them and gave them a reason to leave. It's the honeymoon phase, right? But I guarantee you a couple more patches, maybe a DLC coming up. You'll start seeing that, especially the server merges, to your point. But I think it will come back. You can already see it already happening.
Yeah, I agree. It is definitely a weird time, kind of going back to what Cash said. And it's, you know, I think at peak time, it was we were at 188 people the other night on the server. And when we were running events, Lore Seekers making up a quarter of that. So, running portals the other night. But it is, it's, yeah, to your point, Champ, like I do feel it has definitely brought community back. Not having all the easy access to everything.
Well, I mean, it makes you have to do something. You have to find something to do, right? And I mean, let's be realistic about the situation here. We loved the game before we knew the game. We loved the game before we played the game. Therefore, it's going to take more than me not being able to use trophies or chop on a couple of wolves to not get some quintessence before I'm going to get mad. And that's not for everybody. That they're not, you know, us being lore seekers, I'm kind of attached to the story. And, you know, I've been recently helping Cash with stuff. I've been really deep diving into some things that I'm attracted to and I want to know more. You know, I went on a look for lost information. I'm not going to ruin anything, but then I found a spinoff story that I didn't even know existed, even though I read it. I had no idea it was tied together. Again, I'll argue with anybody, like I said on Sullis's, you know, podcast. I'll argue with anybody from Osmongold to somebody with two people watching. You can't tell me there's no story in this game, because there is. I have found it. I've been finding it, and it is amazing.
Yeah.
It's a really good point. So I got my ass handed to me in Shattered Mountain. I'd started to look elsewhere of like things to do. I found myself in Reekwater, and there was a series of quests that took me down a path of the ancients. It took me to one of those pillars or one of the pyramids that you had to go up and you had to fight and you had to read these lore pages, but you learned a little bit more about the ancients, right? A little bit more about kind of where they came from and what their purpose is. So honestly, like that's what I'm looking forward to. I might be at the end game. I might not be able to play on those prime time hours that everybody else gets to, but I'm actually having fun going in Reekwater and just picking up those other quests and just diving into the story in that way. Those still exist at level 60.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I don't know if you saw the smile on my face, Champ, when you were talking about the loss and the stuff that you've been uncovering, but it makes me very happy. And just to hear us talk about it with conviction, just like, yeah, absolutely. Like it's, and I know that we've talked about this before, but it to me is absolutely asinine when we hear the rumblings out there just about, you know, about how they didn't add in story and all that stuff. It's like, if you're not seeing the story in the game, then you're just flat out lazy. You're not the type of gamer that's going to find it here. And I don't even care anymore talking about it, because I've been in those situations in games where there is not enough lore content for us to do what we do.
Mm.
Had that situation before.
Yep.
Right.
I refused to say what game it was, and it definitely wasn't Elder Scrolls Online, because there's a crap ton of lore in that game. I don't feel that way at all in this game. I have a long list of things that we want to cover. And we have the conversations about, okay, well, you know, what do we want to cover next? How are we going to prioritize these things? And that's a lot. That's a lot to be said about some game that supposedly doesn't, you know, have a good story. And if that's where people are at this point, because some of the other things are broken, you know, Outpost Rush, like we tried super hard last night to get into Outpost Rush, but there just wasn't enough people on our server to make that fly. If you're in that position to where the things that you really like about this game aren't there for you, or they're not smoothed out for you already, they will be. Take this opportunity to dive into something else, such as maybe those lore pages or the story, or knocking out some of those quests, and pay attention. Like, don't just click through the stuff just to get the, you're already 60, right?
Right.
So who cares about the XP? Do it for what it's there for, to enrich your life in the game.
Right.
Because it's there. It's there.
Well, just I'm sorry. Poke, I don't want to mess up your name, but I understand completely what you're saying. And episode 100, wake up, guys, it's not fun to watch. You got to understand something, brother. We are lore seekers. Therefore, this game has a very in-depth lore, which is why we're still happy about the game. which is why we're excited about the game, because that's what we like, right? We like story, and we like a story that's tied into the game. Not one of us will tell you there's not problems with this game. Not one of us. But what I'm saying is the problems that some people have that makes them leave the game doesn't make me want to leave the game. And that's okay. We're very positive dudes. We always have been. And we always try to find the good in what we do. And we really, really enjoy what we're doing right now. So that's okay, man. I get what you're saying. There's some things that need to be fixed, especially if you're sweaty or if you want to be in the higher PvP stuff. We are not going to argue that there's not things that need to be fixed. But we're just trying to act like adults about it and just have patience. And that's all. I'm not saying you're not being an adult. My point is this is how we like to react to it. So it's just one of those things, man. Okay. I still love the game. And that's not going to change. I love the game because of the community. It's why it's first game. The story's good. And that's the reason why I love it. If you don't have those things, I can understand why people get fed up with it. There is some things that are broken. We can all admit that. We just like to find the positives in what we like, and the story's there, and that's what we like.
Yeah, and the absolute opposite of what your last comment was, you know, about I want your attitude. Well, you're not going to find that here. That's not it. We like the game, and we want the game to succeed. We want to see the game become what we know it can become.
I think he means he wants my attitude of like how we deal with it or how we just
don't get
excited.
I just don't
get excited. All four of us have been through so much in our lives that this is not going to bother me. It's just not, you know, and then I think that's the big thing. We like what we like, man. It is what it is. But we're not taking away from anybody's complaints because they're there and there's lots of them. We're just positive dudes, man.
Do you think for any new MMO launch that comes out, whether there's bugs or not, like this is the new world?
No, this is it.
This is it. Like this is what it will be for any new MMO that launches.
You know, it's amazing you asked that question, because earlier today I was thinking of Ashes of Creation. Like I guarantee you those developers for Ashes of Creation are watching what's happening in New World and they're absolutely. Probably like, shit. Like what did we get ourselves into? Because it's ruthless now, and that's fine, right? If you don't want to play the game, don't play it, right? I think every game creator, especially if this is your first game ever created, AGS, if this is your very first game created, like why in the world would you want to do this? Right? I mean, I think they're doing all the right things. They're asking the questions. I think they're addressing what they can. Cash laid it out perfectly. They're laying a foundation to try to fix these things without breaking the game even further. All the meantime, their customer base hates them. And they let you know through Reddit. Like, it's one of the most unforgiving creator space that's out there, right? You have an artist who creates a painting, puts it up. You have fans that are going to love the painting. They're not going to completely destroy them because the art isn't what they wanted. Well, this is no different. You've got these creators that are spending time, their talent, their assets, their effort in creating something, and people are just literally taking a crap on it. It's most unforgiving thing, and they're doing actually, I think, a really good job dealing with it, right? Through all that noise, there's still plenty of us that cannot wait until the next stage.
Oh, me every day, 100%. I'm still thinking, I'm still longing for daggers. I'm still longing for Claymore to make its, debut on this game. And, I don't want us to, I don't want us to come off as naive that there's nothing going on in the game that we're not seeing. We see it. 100% we see it. And it's the experience of our times that we've played in MMOs, period, that we know what it looks like on the other side. So we're willing to wait for it. And what's interesting to me, particularly about New World, is that oftentimes you will see comments made, I pay XYZ a month for this. You know, this is ridiculous. We paid one time for this, $40. And I know I'm 255 hours in at this point, which I think is the low end here. And I know for a fact, the last game I played, maybe I just have more patience. Like, did any of you here play Ark Survival Evolved?
Yeah.
Ever?
I did not.
Yeah.
That game
for a minute
was full of bugs, and then they added more content with more bugs, bugs upon bugs upon bugs, for years consecutively. Consecutively, and there was like next to no support. So let me tell you, there's a whole lot of worse things that you can play that's so much more full of bugs, but that's still fun. So just my two cents, I guess.
And I base this off 667.2 hours of gameplay. I'm not one of those who just plays for 2 hours a week and then comes and talks about it. I have 667 hours on my game time. I put a lot of time in.
Yes, sir.
And so I have no problems finding the things that make me happy in a day, right? And it doesn't mean if you didn't play that long, but what I'm saying is I have a basis of the game, and I'm still looking at the game for what I see it as. And yes, there are lots of problems, like we've said. But to add to Sullis, I see it as an art form. When I walk through a pass and I see the sunlight coming off through the statues and the way the shadows haze with the ray tracing and the water and the way the sun sets. We had a fight on top of a... Remember that fight we had? Were you guys there for that fight on top of the bridge?
I heard
in,
about it.
Eden Grove? Mm-hmm. And we're fighting that boss up on top of the bridge and the sun setting as we're fighting. I've never experienced that in a game. Again, though, I'm paying attention to those things.
Right.
I don't care how fast I kill him. While we're fighting, I'm watching their animations. I'm watching what they do, and I'm watching how amazing the creature reacts to you. Like, they react to what you do. You know, if a tank goes to do a defiant stance, I've seen things kind of shift around and try to hit it from the back, because it's just amazing at the animations and the way it goes, and that's what I'm paying attention to. I'm not paying attention to the fact that for 2 weeks, when I played with the Warhammer and the Great Axe, that the animations were completely borked, and my guy was running around on 1 foot.
I remember this.
But it didn't change my gameplay. I was still having fun. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's a big thing, is I'm just looking for the positivities, right?
Oh, gosh. The world's so full of negative. I mean, why not, right?
And that's because that's what we do. Like, and I've already said it, and this is probably going to come off as like a, you know, old man, get off my lawn type of statement, but the MMO space is a very, very dangerous space right now. It's a space that needs an incredible amount of help in the form of good, solid titles that are coming out. Amazon AGS just happens to be one of the very few larger companies that is coming out, putting a brand new MMO out into a space that was very stale. Like, there was a long time that we thought this space was just going to wither and die.
Yeah.
And they stepped right back into the space. So they're taking a huge freaking risk. The difference is, in the heyday of MMOs, which was maybe, you know, 10, 15 years ago, when a lot of, you know, all of our favorite games were coming out, there was a different player in that space. There was a player from a different generation in that space. And yeah, I'm bringing up the generation gap. That's what I'm doing right now, right in front of everybody. Because now what we're dealing with is a whole bunch of gamers, not saying all, I'm saying a whole bunch, that want instant gratification. They want things to be perfect right off the bat. They've never experienced that time from when a game is launched to when a game is improved to now the game is in a really good place. Haven't experienced that yet, because back during those times, maybe they were too young. Maybe they were playing Minecraft. I don't know what they were playing. But I hate to break it to you, friends. This is not the last time in your life you're going to be disappointed. Life is filled with a lot of disappointments.
Damn it.
The more patient you are.
What do you mean?
The more patient you are, the better off you're going to be. That is where the Lore Seekers have chosen to make their camp. It's where we put our flint together. It's where we put our little wood sticks together. That's where our camp is, right in that little positive space.
The last time you built a camp, I didn't have fun, so I'm going to go sleep over this camp. But hey, you know what's funny? To come back around full circle, speaking on negatives, how about them bots?
Yeah, so bots are making their return, and this is coming to us from PCGamer.com. Now, apparently they're coming back different this time. It's like AI. It reminds me of iRobot. They're bigger, stronger,
faster.
Faster. Oh. That's right.
It's so, like a virus that's evolved.
Yeah. So there was a user on the forums, and apparently they wrote, quote, over the last week, I have seen a huge influx of bots on my server again. But they're all higher level now, 20s and 30s. They're out harvesting and mining in full effect. Are other servers seeing this again? I reported the same bot 3 times in 3 days. It's starting to get really annoying competing for materials with bots. Continues on. But anyway, we'll stop the quote there. So bots are making their return, and I'll be honest, it seemed like it died down for a while. You know, like maybe it was always there. Clearly someone was, because they're in their 20s and 30s. So, I mean,
hey, for those of y'all that are level 60 and trying to find out something to do, find creative ways to kill them. Find creative ways to find those bots and destroy them. Champ has a really good story of luring wolves. Just a way to kill the bots. Let's do it. Let's have a strike force whose purpose is mission intent. Strike team. Let's go bot hunting. Let's go.
Let me tell you how cute my wife is playing this game. She started healing the dude I was trying to kill because she felt bad for him. I'm like, stop it. She's like, I didn't know. I was like, stop it. But it was pretty good. You can put camps up. If you get 3 people to put camps in like a triangle, they'll run in the middle of a triangle and they'll just keep zigzagging. And I haven't run into many bots on our server, and I look for them because, man, I felt bad when I couldn't kill any of the bots. That was fun. But it seems like it's kind of an epidemic thing. And like you said, they're getting bigger, stronger, faster.
I know they're all pacifists. They're all pacifists. They're not killing anything. All they're doing is fishing. But it's funny because I was watching a video on how to like truly spot them, and you'll see them running on a path, and they'll go right up to a node that's already gone, and they'll stop at the node, try and interact with it, and then they'll go on to the next node. Whereas like normally us, we can run throughout the world and look over and go, yep, that node's gone. Yep, that node's gone, and just keep on a straight trajectory, right?
All right.
So they're pretty easy to spot. And I love the fact that people are trying to find ways to lure things into them to kill them. It makes me happy, but there's a lot of them out there. There's a lot.
It frustrates me because their bots can mine an herb so well, but my ass, when I run to a bush to herb it, I herb the wrong thing, I pick up flint, I cut the wrong tree down. Totally. Like, so I don't know how they're doing it perfectly every time. But
I think the game did that on purpose because they wanted you to always have the stuff to make a camp. Just think about it. You'll go to chop a tree, you'll pick up flint. You'll go to chop some, you'll go to mine something, you'll pick up some you know, wood.
That's
they're
right.
Telling you, you need camp supplies because you're about to go to Shattered Mountain like a dum-dum and get that face split, right? Right?
But they still can't make me put the camp down. I'm putting my foot down is what I'm doing. I'm not making a camp.
As he runs back from town.
Yep, yeah, right.
Just a stupid choice.
As he puts that light armor back on.
Oh, should we?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, let's get into it. I feel like you got to barf something up. I don't know.
No, I got a little hairball about the light armor. I was super excited about it because when the light armor, you know, I thought light armor was like coming back around because, you know, it's the increase in healing, and that's what I do. I throw healsy feelsies. So in doing that, I went from heavy back to light, and I spent the money. I got a decent set so I could start farming some stuff up in Shattered Mountain with all the peeps. And the issue that I ran into was it was interesting because I kept effing dying over and over and over and over again. And I couldn't quite figure out why I was dying until I remembered, that's right, I'm wearing effing tissue paper for armor right now.
Yep.
So I don't know, guys, they're all in chat. And I must have died. What were we doing? I think we were doing 60 plus
portals, wasn't it?
60 plus portals up in Shattered last night. And I probably died 10 freaking times. And it's like, I'm not that bad of a player. I mean, no. There it is.
That was the governor that did that. That was the governor that did that. That was the governor that did that.
Can we get more can we get more type A's in here? Oh, this is so good. It's like Chris
Spikane. I had to pick it up, man.
It's just poor leadership. It's very poor.
That's the gift that keeps on giving, Clark.
Supposed to build up your people, not break them down.
I got to break you down before I can build you in the way I want you to grow up.
All right,
son.
Well, consider myself a rock bottom. How's that?
You're a good healer. You just had that light armor on. And I mean, think about it like this, though, Cash. A light armor might be something you can do in an expedition because you can, if you can stay out of the bad stuff, again, it just leads you to using the proper equipment and the proper spec when you're doing specific things. I talked about it on Sullis's show. If you're using displacement attacks when you're in expedition, you're making it harder on your tank and your DPS to do DPS. If you're knocking everything out of the kill zone, it's the same thing. I think if you're not having to tank stuff, because in those portals, man, stuff just pops up right next to you and you're a healer, you're the first thing they're going to.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
And the thing that I realize is that, yes, I do love the mobility of it, but it's not really that different than the heavy armor, unless you're talking like the dodge and then, the dodges. The dodges definitely are different. One, you get a roll, and with my heal spec, when I'm in light armor, I can get that double roll. So you can get like way far out. But the problem is if you're double dodging like way far out, you're double dodging way far out of your heal. And a lot of times I'll try and put a heal down on my feet and then a heal, another AoE heal like on the tank and everybody else that's, 20 yards ahead of me, and then I'll spot heal. But if you can't get that heal on yourself and you can't stay in your heal, you are not going to survive very long. And I mean, in PvP, there's no effing way. You get freaking gravity weld one time, and I'm sorry, but you're going to be sucking buttermilk. You're done. So I went right back to heavy armor, and I did fine. I enjoyed it way more because I stayed alive, and my heals were still hella strong.
But
so, go.
Did you take out the carnelian gems out of your weapons? I just want to make sure.
Oh, my God. We actually got comments about that.
Did
YouTube?
We?
Oh, it was hilarious. Oh, yeah. So let me disclaimer this. One time back in the war, put a carnelian gem in my life staff because I didn't know any damn better, okay? That was a long time ago. I know better now. I've learned
You're
more
never going to live it down, though. Ever.
Ever. Why is everything attacking me?
I really should do a build where I freaking put carnelians in everything I have just to F with the tank. I don't know, man.
No.
Dude, you're not holding aggro. You are really not that good of a tank.
Get good, son. That's what I would be saying.
Dude, you're on to something. A spoof build video on the best healing build and just put all the carnelians in the weapons, right?
Oh, you're such a jerk. You know how many people will actually see that and be like, that's what they told me to use.
Yeah.
You can't do that to people.
Which builder are you using? Caches from the Lore Seekers?
Lore Seekers suck. You guys should stick to lore and being fanboys. Just do that. That's what you do.
To your room. You're done.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I had a freaking, I put my heavy armor back on and I had a freaking blast. I'm loving it. I'm loving the healing. I am absolutely loving the Void Gauntlet. I'm having a really good time with that thing. It's really cool.
Did you see
you can get a lot of freaking healing out of that thing.
Did you see the, and I don't mean just to jump ship, but did you see the update 1.1.1, what the Void Gauntlet was doing? It was so strong. It was a bug where Oblivion would literally cleanse even the consumable buffs that you had. It was cleansing everything on you. Everything was going.
Oh, as intended, trade-off, right?
Right. Yeah.
They did say it was a utility set. I mean,
that is so funny. Void Gauntlet fixed to consumable status effects being cleansed by
Hey, Bill, I don't think we were supposed to do that.
I don't think we were too either.
Ted, shit.
That's funny.
At what point do we start asking if AGS is just trolling us at this point?
Right? Some of these, I think, are probably trolls to see if we're paying attention. Like, wait a minute, I thought that I just put some foods on my face.
Here's why I think you are correct on the trolling. The turkey.
Oh, I just killed it.
Okay, so, Governor, there is a turkey the size of a very large tree in the game right now.
What?
Yes. And it, I haven't seen it, but I have heard people say that it makes some of the most ungodly sounds that you could ever experience.
Is this legit?
This is legit. We're going right after this show. We're going in and we're going.
We're going to Everfall.
Yes,
Everfall.
It's a turkey the size of a mountain.
What?
And it gobble gobble gobbles all over your damn face.
And it drops like one feather or
not even a feather, a broken eggshell.
Oh, good.
It drops. Okay. No, it. yeah, make sure you stand next to those, particularly the eggs. It's a buff if you run through them.
Yeah.
Chimp's all right though. Turculon, what's the rest of his name? Something about avenging feather death, feathery death. I don't know. Anyway, absolutely awesome. I don't want to really talk about it. Anyone who's listening, if you haven't done it, just go out and do it. Just go look for the giant ass turkey.
Is there a lore page to accompany this?
Already looked. First thing I did when I heard a turkey, I started to Google.
I'm watching Cash. He's like starting a lore lesson already. He's like, all right, let's take notes on this.
Don't throw yourself into a stroke. There's not a lore page on it. I need to copyright it.
I need to throw it somehow in my RP story, right? Like,
there was a giant ass turkey.
Wait a minute, though. There has to be a freaking story behind a massive turkey.
Maybe
it's the turkeys that are getting killed. Because of think about it, the turkey killer title. So many people killed so many turkeys. We finally killed enough turkeys where we spawned a world boss to come get revenge for all the turkeys we killed. I just made your lore for you. Let's write it.
I think we just found a new bumper. Next episode.
Dude, I've killed a shitload of turkeys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He had a list. Your name was on it.
So when you kill
eggs, turkey nests are the best place to get eggs, not killing turkeys. Mm-hmm. And they're all over the place in Windsward, just so you know. And
that's great to know.
All up in that areas.
Not on our server, though.
That's not true.
No, not on our server. Oh, they're gone
Jesus,
on our
guys,
server.
We have to share knowledge.
Bullshit.
We're the lore seekers, not the lore givers. Y'all find them your damn self.
I'll share the lore, but I ain't telling any secrets about how I'm making some
money. We're in Shattered Mountain. Go up in there. That's where you go. But, anyway, so bots are back. Update 1.1 is out. 1.1.1 is out. They definitely changed a few things. Oh, but I think one of the main headliners, they re-enabled trading, moving, and salvaging of furnishing/housing items. So that's a big deal. Trophies are back.
That means trophies are back. Yep.
Yeah. So that's good.
Did you get your
stamp? Wasn't this... Go ahead.
I don't know if he got his yet.
Oh, I thought.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's in the process. Champ, are you in the process of making your trophies?
Yes. I've already got level one, so I can hook you guys up. I can also do the level two boxes for your houses. So if you have houses, I can do that. But
nice.
Jeffy is like Grand Poombah of furnishing. So I'm going to be trying to check him out because I ain't to 150 yet, and he is, so we can upgrade the trophies. But pay attention to, that's another thing too. There's purple items you get. Be real careful that you don't just think it's something, you know, just whatever. Okay, this is just a harvesting thing. There are actually things that you get out of boxes and you get out of killing enemies that give you the second level upgrade, and they're purple. And they say on there, we'll upgrade your trophy to against whatever, Angry Earth or whatever. So make sure if you have those, you don't just throw those on the ground because you're like, oh, look, another crafting thing. They're really, really important, and they always pop up in the row where your Azoth water that you find that gives you the ability to fill up your Azoth, the Azoth bottles, it's always in the same place as those are. So just remember that and don't get rid of those because they're pretty good to have.
The Aqua Velva bottles, you want to keep those?
The Aqua Velva bottles are really important.
Okay. Cool.
All right. So anyway, moats. There's some moats changes. We've got, let's see, what was the main one? Fixed an issue causing a large number of moats to drop from elemental enemies. So
what's wrong with that?
That's still not fixed. You still can't mine those.
Really?
Or chop those. As of right before we got on stream, you still can't chop those.
You can't chop them, yeah.
So yeah. There's quite a few things that I've definitely have, or at least, you know, attempting to get fixed. I think one of the biggest things here is that we saw with servers, and I like how they squeaked it in there. It was really, really nice. They just made real subtle hint. Oh, hey, by the way, technical groundwork for server merges been added. So that's good. That's good to see.
Yeah. On the chopping block, Talalan Tilapia.
That.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Did I do that right?
Yeah.
Tapatio. Cool.
Now I want fish.
Yes, we are on the chopping block, I'm sure. All six of us are going to be transferred over to another spot.
All six of us.
I think they've, people are starting to get harvest gear now as well. Yeah, they're starting to get their kits with their harvest gear that was dropped. So that's another positive because I missed mine. Right. So that's another good thing that came out for this patch.
Right.
The horticulture gear. I had to read that twice. I was like, excuse me, what? What did they say? Horticulture gear. And it sounds like they're in doing that because they accidentally took that away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the rewards chests that they're giving those people have the armor at the highest tier that you have acquired in the past for that harvester set. So they're like, sorry, here's your set.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Speaking of harvesting though, like I was, so when I hit 60, not to go back to the 60 conversation, but when I hit 60, I kind of felt like for the first time I figured out like how I was going to play this game post leveling. And it's funny they bring up harvesting because I feel like now that the world is totally open to go do whatever anytime I want, it's going to be a few things. Number one, any kind of Lore Seeker group content because there's always something running. Yesterday was Tuesday, so it was PvP night. That was fun. Ended up doing, was that the Corruption Portals where you were having that? Mm-hmm.
We flagged and did Corruption Portals because that's we couldn't get Outpost Rush to come to fruition.
yeah. And then Monday was PvE night. That's what it was. We were in Require that night. What was it? Oh, it was yesterday. Anyway, point being, I love finding routes for gathering and working the trading post. Like, that is my jam. And talking about eggs, yeah, I got a root. Champ, we should hook up.
You got a root and eggs?
Oh, bro, I have got some roots to show you.
Oh.
I'm just telling you.
Whoa, this is a family show, gentlemen.
Hey,
you're
get your mind out the gutter.
Reel it in. Nice.
Get your mind out the gutter.
It's always
we're talking about turkey eggs.
I'm over here as a Texan saying root. It's called route. Why don't you see routes?
Roads. Routes. It's a weird word.
Roots.
It's a weird word.
I think the NOS is leaking.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, funny thing from Gaming King. I'm waiting for them to come out with a giant rabbit when Easter comes around. Yes, please.
Red eyes, big old nasty gnarly fangs, about 50 feet tall.
Right. Oh, that's funny. Well, anyway, regardless, it's been quite a full week. It seems like, you know, in game and just tanking it all in. Anywho, Cash, we're doing a brand new lore lesson series tonight on the show.
Woohoo!
It's not a series.
Single series.
I'm like, wait a minute, you're causing me more work for next week.
There's going to be a lot of editing on this show.
Well, there's 2 weeks, so single, but it's two, so we can go series.
That's true.
Two
is a series. You're right. So we do like the regular lore lesson on the topic, and then next week we're going to break it down.
Break it down. I know where you're going. I was there.
Let's go.
X. All right. Anyway. All right, friends. It's Cash doesn't know what's going on.
I know. I'm super confused right now. I think I might have had a stroke.
Two words for you. All right. Anyway.
Suck it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Good times. All right. So, we're going to jump in with a brand. You going to tell them what it is? I forgot to tell them at the top of the show.
Yeah, I think, well, we'll kind of keep it like a little bit. Let's leave a little mystery in this marriage here. But it is on the Mistress of the Wild. We talked about her last week. Cool. Enjoy.
We'll be right back, folks. Enjoy the lore.
Lore lesson, the Mistress of the Wild. From the field notes of Cassius Kilborn, Syndicate Intelligence. The members of my expedition are exhausted. We have been traveling on foot for weeks with minimal periods of respite. Although our discoveries have been enlightening and numerous, our losses have resulted in a somber tone amongst this band of scholars, rangers, and explorers. As of this writing, we have had to bury 8 of our own, lost to the evils of this place.
One additional member could no longer stomach the dangers of the island and decided to part ways with our company. We left her drowning her sorrows in a tavern. The blank stare on her face haunts me to this day. Barry, in regards to our dead. It's a strange choice of words indeed. As we've learned, nothing stays dead here on Aeternum. When we lose one of our own, we've had to resort to securing them to a post or a tree well away from us. Because once they breathe their last breath of human existence, it is not long before the island takes them and breathes new life into them as a lost soul. They return with vengeance and murderous intent. I believe this is what plagues our company. Not being able to truly lay our friends to rest has dealt our psyche an insufferable blow. For this reason, the expedition has been granted a temporary leave to rest and refill their spirits. We've taken refuge in the town of Everfall for the time being. Our members are under order to rest up, resupply, and begin research on the things that we've found. I do not know when we will venture out again. For now, they just need some normalcy. But that's enough of our sorrow. I myself am doing just fine. Despite the setbacks, I've learned much as an explorer and researcher. As a matter of fact, I've taken quite the liking to venturing out on my own. Combat has become quite familiar to me. I've certainly taken a liking to this restorative staff I've been using. Not only does it perform quite well with soothing the injuries in battle, but I've also discovered how to utilize its powers to damage those with malintent. It's quite astounding. I've also found a strange primal glove on our last outing. Very primitive. It's adorned with fur and bones. Much like my staff, it thrums with power when you put it on. But this power is different. I'll continue trying to uncover its secrets as well. As I mentioned, I've begun venturing out on my own as of late. At the risk of appearing boastful, the skill and subterfuge I honed back in London has proven quite invaluable in my solo excursions. I've certainly been able to increase my success in recovering some of these lost documents scattered about Aeternum without having a large party in tow. That which does not notice you doesn't try and kill you. My solitary adventures have centered around the areas to the north of the Everfall settlement, specifically a landmark the locals call the Daughter Well. It's a most intriguing place, with a most intriguing woman overseeing its care. A wild woman with a strange tongue, Adiana Theron, she called herself. I met her as I stumbled upon the location running from a horde of the Lost who had picked up my trail in the area. Her demeanor was abrasive, but somehow kind. I sense a strong distrust for humankind within her. In our conversations, I came to learn that she has spent much of the last several years living in the wilds, studying a strange race of humanoids called the Angry Earth. Nothing surprises me on this island anymore. You could tell me this island moves about the sea upon its own will and I would readily believe it. For this reason, I wasn't confounded in witnessing this angry earth with my own two eyes. Leaves and branches twisted into human and animal forms, glowing green eyes and moss-covered wooden armors. These angry earth warriors patrol the island and the areas to the north, and they fiercely protect it. To date, I have never seen agility and battle prowess to match these creatures of nature. Speaking of these angry earth, I tore through my scatterings of notes and found one that our governor himself had set aside for me before we set out on our months-long quest to uncover the secrets of this island. Its contents I did not understand until I witnessed the nature-born earthly beings of Aeternum for myself.
Cassius, I chanced upon this note on the corpse of a fallen ranger we found in the hills above Windsward. In your travels, keep a keen eye for these creatures. I am anxious to discover more about them. Your friend, Solas. Lore page, Stag of the Forest. Renee's journal. Yet as the bison seemed to thin in the passes and I became wary of the strange wolf tracks in the mountains, I found myself avoiding the mountain snows and instead favoring hunts deeper into the woods. It was on the hunt today that I first caught sight of the stag. Not a stag as familiar to us, but something that seemed grown from the forest and had taken the shape of a stag. I know not how to explain it. Around its horns grew moss, flowers, and its hide was the rich green grass of the forest floor. The sight struck me so I could not move, I could not breathe, until the creature seemed to spot me, then leapt away and vanished into the undergrowth. Now every silhouette in the forest stands out starkly to me. The animals of the isle are not governed by the seasons, but shaped from them. The earth, the vegetation, even the snow and ice. Renee Marie Cartier.
These creatures, the angry earth. Adiana is somehow connected to them. She speaks of them as allies, and she describes how they defend the island from any who threaten to leave their mark, especially the corrupted. I'll say, even though I've had to tangle with a few of these angry earth, I am actively seeking a way to befriend them. Any enemy of the corrupted is an ally of mine, of ours. They seem a tough nut to crack, however. Perhaps if I continue to assist Adiana, I can find a way. I have somehow befriended Adiana Theron, and I've grown quite fond of her strange demeanor, to be honest. I've completed several tasks for her in the area, mostly helping to cull the threat from the corrupted, as they are most definitely a scourge upon this land. I feel I'm slowly gaining her trust, which could be beneficial to us both. I journeyed with Adiana to the land known as Edengrove to the north to further study these angry earth. In an interesting twist of fate, Adiana sent me to speak to a researcher who had recently arrived in the area. Wouldn't you have guessed that this alchemist she spoke of was Dr. Bombastus himself? His camp wasn't far away from where we set our own. The doctor and I had a good laugh when we met each other in the field yet again. "Great minds," he says, "great minds," with a jovial smile. I worked with Dr. Bombastus on several alchemical projects, including the creation of a blight-resistant tincture to aid us when working around these angry earth dryads. I had so many questions. Not just corruption, but a blight upon the land as well? Oh, it never ends, I thought. This land is plagued beyond all imagination. I inquired as to the cause of this blight, and of course, Dr. Theo sent me straight to Adiana. More riddles, I quipped with a chuckle, but I had to admit, I wouldn't be disappointed to see her. Adiana told me tales that were beginning to seem altogether familiar, including expanding upon the story of this tempest, Isabella, we had heard and read so much about on our expedition. A great threat approaches the land by sea, a box that contained a soul of great power. When the ship foundered, we seized the box and hid it away, Adiana had told me in a somber tone. Wait, can you repeat that? I thought. This proves that Adiana Theron had been on this island for longer than her natural life should allow. What was happening here? Adiana continued to explain how a mother well was connected to the original daughter well location where we had first crossed paths. This shook me to my very core. Motherwell. Motherwell. Yes, yes, the Motherwell. I knew it sounded familiar. A wonderful giant of a man, a dear friend and ally, Ulfmer. had sent me the text from a missive he had found, but did not yet understand.
Lore page. Bless us. O Motherwell, please bless our village with health. Please grant us many fat children. Please keep the monsters away. Please watch over us.
Apparently, this Motherwell and the force contained within is what powers the storm wall along the island's coast. The Motherwell is what keeps Aeternum's corruption from spreading across the entire planet. There is no wonder now why she persists we continue to pursue the acceptance of the Angry Earth. They appear to control the Motherwell, and we must protect it at all costs. I continue to be intrigued by Adiana. There is most certainly something about her to cause this fascination. Now, don't get me wrong, I say this from a position of a researcher, an intelligence gatherer, of course. Well, mostly anyway, but she is intriguing nevertheless. I believe, in my heart and in my mind, Adiana Theron may hold a key of some sort. Perhaps she's testing me. To prove my worth, to prove the Syndicate's dedication to the survival of the island, the survival of the entire planet, and uncovering the mystery. All this before she decides to oblige of more information? Well, if this be the case, then so be it. She has earned my full attention. Signing off for now, Cassius Kilborn.
Woo! Goodness.
Dang.
That is why we love this game.
Woo.
Right there.
That was a good video, buddy.
It's there.
Good one.
Oh. Thank you. I appreciated the assist there from my bros. I really have been enjoying that. And Jibs makes his appearance on a little short lore lesson format that we're working on called the Syndicate's Intelligence Briefings. They're on our YouTube page. But we ain't going to cover those on the show. You're going to have to go to the YouTubes to find those.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, well, friends, thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah. We hope you enjoyed this episode. This was, again, the Lore Seekers Podcast for New World, episode 16. And if you enjoyed it, we want to hear from you. Pause, do what you're doing. Just take a couple minutes. Leave us a review. Whatever podcast app you're using, tell us how we are doing. For every five star written review, I'll get it right at point, I promise. On iTunes, hey, we'll read it right here on the show. Champ.
You can call us at 765-382-6961. Please keep your message to 1 minute or less. Email us at loreseekerscast@gmail.com. You can find our podcast, written lore lessons, and articles at loreseekerscast.com.
Follow us on the social medias, because that's what all the cool kids do. You can find Jibs on Twitter, Jibs IRL, Champ at Champ2504. Solus is at Solus. Cash is at Lore Seeker Cash, and the cash is with a K. Follow the show at Lore Seekers Cast, and you can also follow us on Instagram at Lore Seekers Cast.
You can also follow our second Lore Seekers podcast show called Lore Seekers to Aeternum, where yours truly presents our company's storyline in a role-playing setting. We talk community and company management in New World and gaming abroad. Stay tuned on our social media accounts to weigh in on story decisions where you, the listener, play an integral part to our story. You can also follow us on Twitch right here at twitch.tv/LoreSeekersCast.
Friends, thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great week in gaming. We'll see you right here next week on Lore Seekers. Take care.
Love you guys.
Much love. Be safe. Dangerous out there.